Let's thank him. Appreciate God. Appreciate God. Lift up your voice and appreciate God. Hallelujah. Somebody, do you know today is the first Sunday of August and you are in the presence of the Lord? It's a great privilege to be in His presence. The first day, the first Sunday of August 2024. The Lord of hosts preserved you from the first month of January till today. This is the eighth month of the year and you are still alive. Open your mouth and begin to thank this God. It is not by your power. It is not by your making. It is by the grace of God. It is by His mercy that we are not consumed. Let's appreciate Him.
His mercies never come to an end.
Let's worship Him. Let's worship Him.
His mercy. His mercy never come to an end. There are new, every morning. New.
Praise God. Somebody, you are going to tell the Lord how you want today's service to be. Just in one moment, open your mouth and talk to Him. How do you want Him to move? How do you want today's service to be? Open your mouth and begin to talk to God. Tell Him why you are in His presence. Tell Him how you want the service to be. A deliverance service, talk to Him.
We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you honor, honor. We give you all. We give you all the glory. We give you all. Glory, we give you all. Lord, we give you all the glory. Give you all the glory, Jesus. We give you honor. We give you all. onyoma.
In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for you. Because you are in the presence of God, the first Sunday of August 2024, I pass a decree. This month, God will take you from nothing to something. I say from zero level, He will take you to a hero level. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. You can be seated. Put your hand together for Jesus. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We move straight to our Sunday school. And we are still looking at the topic we started last Sunday. The building pattern of God's church here on earth. We started the topic last Sunday. How God establishes His church and through whom God builds His church. We looked at types and shadows, and we are able to define the type, what is type and what is shadow from the scripture. Then we saw the ministry of Moses, the first and the fundamental ministry outside the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. We saw the calling of Moses, how God called Moses and commissioned him to go and bring the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. And we saw also that Moses refused to go alone. And for that reason, God also called Aaron to go with him. So we saw also the calling of Aaron from Exodus chapter 4. We saw Aaron was called and commissioned also to go with Moses to deliver the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. There was also another personality we saw from the scripture, which made us to know that that commission was not only given to Moses and Aaron. There was another personality we saw from the scripture, which was a woman this time. And we are able to define who that woman was from the scripture. What was his mission? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. And we also look at the priesthood ministry. The priest in the days of Moses and Aaron, who were there, we saw them from the scripture in Exodus 28. Praise the name of the Lord. So today, we'll start from the New Testament ministry. We'll look at the New Testament ministry and we'll see the ministry of the Son of God, Jesus Christ Himself, who Moses exactly typed. We saw from the scripture, Matthew chapter 1 from verse 21, that Jesus was born as a savior, just as Moses was born a deliverer. From the scripture, Moses was very faithful to his calling, until he could stand in the gap between God's wrath and the children of Israel. At any time God was angry with his children, Moses would stand in the gap and plead for mercy. Jesus also was faithful to his calling unto death. He was so faithful until he could go to the cross of Calvary and died for our sins. The Bible says in Romans 5, verse 8, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus was also called the Son of Man. And that Son of Man title points to his prophetic office That means he was a prophet like unto Moses, as we see in Deuteronomy 18 from verse 15. Jesus. Amen. Was a prophet like unto Moses. Can we look at it, Deuteronomy 18, verse 15? The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. That is his Son of Man office. It's a prophetic office. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Moses' ministry produced Aaron. And of course, the priesthood office we saw from the scripture. And Jesus also, his ministry, produced the 12 disciples. Without Moses, of course, there will be no Aaron. Without Jesus, these 12 disciples, there will be nothing like them. Nobody will hear about them. So it was the ministry of Jesus that produced the 12 of them. And these 12 apostles of the Lord, they were later ordained apostles. And they became the spiritual fathers of our faith. Amen. Can we look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20? Ephesians 2, 20. IT, please. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Praise God. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Isaiah 28 verse 16. Let's look at it. Remember the topic, the building pattern of God's church. Isaiah 28 verse 16. I take place. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a dried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Amen. Jesus laid down his life as a foundation stone for the church 2,000 years ago. That stone was the chief cornerstone. That stone was a sure stone. That stone was the apex stone of the new city. The holy city, the new Jerusalem. Upon that stone, the first apostolic fathers founded the church. Amen. It was the revelation of these apostles that was the footing for the church. Therefore, in this our time, every other man that say, God call me, you must build upon the foundation laid by the apostles of old. And that is why Apostle Paul laid a curse. Galatians chapter 1, 8 and 9. Let's look at it. Galatians chapter 1. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. He repeated it again. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. No other man No matter how big you are, no matter your title, is allowed to lay a contrary foundation from the foundation that was laid by the apostles of old. That foundation was a sure foundation. It is immovable. That foundation, the Bible says, is a tried foundation. It cannot fail. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise the name of the Lord. So if the apostles of old did not ordain their wife as a pastor, where did that the GOs of our time go to the revelation to ordain their wife as pastors? It is a contrary pattern. It is a contrary foundation. The bride of Jesus will not accept it. All the 12 of them baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The GOs of our time, where did they get their revelation? To baptize in the name of the Son, Father, and Holy Ghost. It's a contrary foundation. It's a contrary pattern. The bride will not accept it. Amen, somebody. The building pattern of the God's church, that is what we are looking at. So these apostles, amen, somebody, they walked hand in hand with the Lord Jesus. And they got this commandment from the Lord. Some of us that go out to evangelize, you are talking to somebody on Matthew 28:19. You are showing the person the mystery behind that statement. You show them the book of the Acts of the Apostles, where the disciples or the apostles that received this commandment, where they carried out the commandment of the Lord. And somebody is asking you, who do we believe? Do we believe Jesus or do we believe Apostle Paul? It is because they are spiritually blind. They cannot see the pattern. All of them baptized in the same pattern. There was no contradiction. That shows you that they caught the revelation of the commandment the master gave to them. Praise God. But in this our age, contradiction everywhere, misunderstanding everywhere, misinterpretation everywhere. That is why the bride of Jesus, you must be careful. You must equip yourself daily with the truth of his word. We must understand what we are worshiping. Jesus said to the woman of Samaria at the well of Jacob, he said, you worship what you know not. Salvation belongs to the Jews. The truth of the matter is, you can never worship this God in spirit and in truth if the foundation of the world is not properly laid in your heart. They that worship him, the Bible says, they must worship him in spirit and what? In truth. If you don't have the truth, then how can you worship him in truth? That worship is in vain. Praise God. So, that is the foundation these apostles have laid for us that we must follow. They caught the revelation of the master's word. They caught every bit of the word of instructions their master gave to them. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's look at the fivefold ministry in Ephesians chapter 4. Fivefold ministry. Ephesians chapter 4. Let's read from verse 7 up to verse 14. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gift unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. Hallelujah. Now, in this place, Christ himself endued men, certain men, with spiritual ability. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers to continue in the apostolic teachings and doctrine. Praise God. Now, this is the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. Here, Christ himself leading his church to promised land through the fivefold ministry. The saints of God, under this present fivefold ministry, they will be thoroughly equipped and shaped by God. Amen. That is why in Hebrews 6 verse 1, Apostle Paul used that word perfection. Let's look at it. Hebrews 6 verse 1. Hebrews 6. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith, out of faith towards God. Amen. What is Apostle Paul saying here? Simply, you don't have to stay put going over what you have learned before. Move on to something else. Hallelujah. Until you are completely perfected in Christ Jesus. And it is a continuous process until Jesus comes. Praise God. It's a continuous process. Hallelujah. This is where progressive revelation comes in. Because God is not static. Revelation is not static. Revelation is progressive. It keeps going. God keeps moving. Hallelujah. From ages to ages, he keeps moving. Praise the name of the Lord. So as he's moving, you move with him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. As he's keep moving, you move with him. Hallelujah, somebody. Do you know why? Because light does not dwell in a place. Light must travel in the way. Amen. Darkness can dwell in a place, but light travels. You are a light. You are a light. Tell your neighbor you are a light. Praise the name of the Lord. So, we must keep on. As progressive revelation continues, as God continues to reveal himself on a daily basis to his saints these days, we must move with him. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We see something. Praise God. During the construction of the wall of Jerusalem, we notice that every watchman, every builder, as they build with one hand, the Bible says with the other hand, they lift up their weapon. Let's look at it. Nehemiah 4, I think verse 7 and 9. Nehemiah 4, 17 to 19. The book of Nehemiah. IT, please. They which builded on the wall, and they that bare burdens, with those that led it, everyone with one of his hands, wrought in the work, and with the other hand, hold a weapon. For the builders, everyone had his sword, guided by his side, and so builded, and he that sounded the trumpet was by me. Praise God. That is how everyone that say God called me in this age, as you are building, we are watchmen over his word. Praise God. He has appointed the fivefold ministry as watchmen over his word. As you are building now, remember, enemies are watching. So while you are walking with one hand you must lift your weapon. What is our weapon in this age? The Bible. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4:12. Our weapon is the word of God. And that is the only weapon that gives us victory over the enemy. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. That is the word of God. It's our weapon. Praise God. That is the only weapon a believer has in this age. The word. So while we are walking, with one hand, carry your word. Enemies are watching. Enemies want to sneak in to spoil what the apostolic fathers has builded over the years. So the watchmen of the world in this age, you must be careful. As you build, don't be carried away. Look at the word. It's our guideline. Praise God. It's our guideline. So the fivefold ministry office, they are watchmen of the word of God. Just as the priests are the watchmen, the holders of the word of God in the Old Testament church. In this New Testament, the fivefold ministry are watchmen. Isaiah 62, verse 7. It's verse 6 and verse 7. Isaiah 62. Let's see something there. From verse 6. Please start from verse 6. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. The ye that make mention of the Lord, keep no silent, and give him no rest, till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The fivefold ministry are watchmen over the word of God. And God has appointed them, and they will not keep silent. They will keep shining the word, the light. They will keep shouting. They will keep preaching. They will keep teaching. They will keep prophesying until you are perfected in Christ Jesus. They will not be silent. Hallelujah. That is the word of God. Watchmen. God has brought us back hope. Our home, our homeland is the word of God. He has brought us back home. Just as he brought the Israel back after 70 years of captivity in Babylon, he brought them back. And the first thing they did was to build walls around Jerusalem. The essence of that wall was to secure all the holy things of God secretly inside, and to keep out every abominable things, everything that will offend the word of God. They will keep it out of the temple. That is the essence of the word. So that's a type of this fivefold ministry you are seeing now. Praise God. They are the watchmen over the word of God. Until Christ come, until you are perfected, they will not keep silent. They will not rest. God has handed his word over to them to keep in the apostolic teaching and doctrines, to keep shining the light until Jesus returns. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's look at this tabernacle that the Lord asked Moses to build. This tabernacle. The Lord asked him to build a tabernacle. Let's look at Exodus 25, verse 8 and verse 9. Exodus 25, verse 8 and verse 9. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it. God have taken Moses up to a high mount and show him the pattern of the tabernacle to build for him, and every instrument that will be used for this tabernacle was enlisted. And every instrument that was enlisted for the building of this tabernacle, if you study Exodus 25, study from verse 1, you see the instrument for the building of this tabernacle. Every instrument listed there speaks about Christ and his deity. Is somebody hearing me? That tabernacle is a type of Christ and his deity. The tabernacle itself, comprehensively, can be typed in three ways. That tabernacle is a type of the church as a habitation of God through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's look at the scripture. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's go to the scripture. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 and verse 22. Ephesians 2. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and all the household of God. 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. 21. In whom all the buildings fully framed together, great unto an holy temple in the Lord. 22. In whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. That is the type of the tabernacle the Lord asked Moses to build for him. Secondly, that tabernacle is a type of a believer. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16. And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. You are the temple of God. Tell your neighbor, you are that temple of God. Praise the name of the Lord. And also, it is a type of a figure of things in heaven. Hebrew 9. Hebrew 9, 23 and 24. Is a figure of things seen in heaven. It was therefore necessary that a pattern of things in the heavens should be purified with this, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than this. 24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heavens itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. So that tabernacle also is a figure of things in heaven. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, somebody. Somebody praise the name of the Lord. Are you following? Are you following me? Are you following the teaching? Hallelujah. So now, who are those that will live or dwell in this tabernacle? Psalm 15. King David let us know in Psalm 15 the people that will dwell in this tabernacle. Let's look at it. Psalm chapter 15. The book of Psalm chapter 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? 2. He that walketh uprightly and walketh righteously and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is condemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. These are the qualifications for people that will dwell in that tabernacle. Hallelujah. So examine yourself. King David have listed the condition, the qualifications for the type of people that tabernacle was built for. The type of people the tabernacle is being built for. They are listed in Psalm 15, verse 1 to verse 5. Study it and know if you are part of the people that will dwell in that tabernacle. Praise God. And the people that will dwell in that tabernacle, hallelujah. The people that dwell in that tabernacle That is a word of comfort for them. In Revelation 21, verse 3 and verse 4. It's a word of comfort for those that would word him. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. If you are part of the people that will dwell in the tabernacle, can you shout a louder amen? That is a word of comfort from the Lord. For those that will dwell there, hallelujah. If you examine yourself and you know you didn't meet the qualification, there is still time for you to work it out. Hallelujah. There is still time. As long as the Lord has not come, there is still time for you to meet up the condition, to meet up these qualifications. Praise God. Well, these things are not story. These things are examples for us, events that will happen in the future. Soon, it may happen. It may be after this service. We don't know. Are you in the number? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. There is something I want to point out. I have finished the message, but I want to point out something. When I was talking about the ministry of Moses, the ministry of Aaron, the ministry of Sister Miriam, praise God, these are the three team, the three people, rather, that God sent to go and bring the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. There is something interesting there we should take note of. We identified Sister Miriam last Sunday to be a type of the gift that will operate in the New Testament church. 1 Corinthians 12. That is the gift of Sister Miriam. Praise God. But there is something. You could notice that Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, they were siblings of the same parents. Same mother, same father. Praise God. In this age, God called you, and you say you don't believe in the body gift. Your calling has question mark. The 9 spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians 12, they are very important, and they are needed by the church. You cannot accept the fivefold ministry and you say you don't believe in the spiritual gift. It's an error. If you accept Moses, you must accept Aaron, and you must accept Miriam. They are siblings of the same parents. The fivefold ministry, the Ephesians chapter 12 ministry, they are gifts from the same God. You cannot accept one and leave the other. They are given to us by the same God for the benefit of the saints of God. The benefit of the church. So we must understand that. Praise God. Because there are some churches in this our age. It is only the GO and the wife. Praise God. If I was a member of such a church, who bore me to handle mic to stand here before you? when I am not part of their family. Praise God. You dare not try it. The GO will tell you he is apostle, he is pastor, he is evangelist, he is teacher, he is prophet. Only one person. Praise God. Only one person. Then the rest of the congregation, you are to clap hand for him. They don't believe that gift you manifest in the church through any other person. It's an error. That is a wrong pattern. Hallelujah. Such a pattern is not in the scripture. We didn't find it. And if we didn't find it in the scripture, the bride will not accept it. Amen. So that is why we must be careful. Sometimes it is not about looking for miracle. Consider the benefit of your soul first before miracle. Because once the soul is in cage, you are in trouble. Every miracle you receive will perish with time. But the soul will be in eternal damnation. Be careful. Hallelujah. Let's look for where the light is dwelling. Let's look for where the light is passing. Praise the name of the Lord. Darkness dwells in a place, light passes in a way. May you not found among darkness. May you not found among darkness. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. There is a word mentioned. If you study Exodus 25, where this tabernacle and the specifications was given, there is a word mentioned. One of the materials for the building of this temple or this tabernacle was called the acacia wood. This acacia wood. Exodus 26:15. Acacia wood is a type of humility and deity of Christ. In its content, a type of Christ as having God's law in his heart. This acacia wood is a forest wood, a wilderness wood. Praise God. And it speaks of the humility of Christ. Christ in his humility. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Everything listed in the building of that temple or that tabernacle speaks about Christ, speaks about his humility, speaks about his deity. That tells us that tabernacle is a type of the temple that our God is building in this age through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm through with this teaching by the grace of God. Next Sunday, another teacher will take over. Can you put your hand together for Jesus and bow down your heads and begin to talk to God in prayer? Bow down your head and pray. If you have edified by this teaching, If you are blessed by this teaching, I want you to talk to God in prayer. Talk to God in prayer. If God has opened your eyes of understanding through this teaching, talk to Him. Bless the name of the Lord. Pray that you will be part of the people that will dwell in this tabernacle. Pray that God will not pass you by. The hour is drawing very near. The time is running very fast. When this tabernacle will become real to us. Are you part of the people that will dwell in this tabernacle we are talking about? Talk to God in prayer. Talk to God in prayer.